Good morning. Good morning. It is a great day to be alive. Amen. Why? Because we have yet another chance to get this thing called life right. Glory to God. We are just excited about what God has already done and what he is doing. Matter of fact, he's already done it. We're just living in the time where we come forth and say, okay, Lord, we need you to manifest your promises. But we can't do anything without giving him some praise. So we give him the ultimate praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis. And I'm the host, and my ministry that I founded was Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries. And my husband, Deacon Davis, is our deacon. Glory to God. We are just excited. I do apologize for not coming on yesterday. I had an install at my house, and I waited. I think I could have done it, but I just didn't want anything to interrupt. So all is well, the device was installed, and we are here to give God the praise. We don't take technology for granted. We know that all things are made, all good things, all good and perfect things are made and given by the Lord God. Amen, amen. But we're going to talk about faith this morning, something that we all have started off with mustard seed faith, and maybe we want to expand, but we don't know how, we don't even know why we should have faith. Again, this show is geared towards all, not just saved people, not people who are seasoned saints or anything like that. This show is for babes in Christ or people who are not even in Christ yet. So I don't want to go over anyone's head, but yet I want to give the word correctly. Amen. Amen. I was privileged to be able to teach Bible, Vacation Bible School on last evening at my sister in Christ, her pastor's church. And I'm just going to kind of review from last night because their topic for the week is faith. And we started off with the armor of God. We put those two things together because you can have all the armor you want of God, which we'll see from Ephesians 6 and 11, but if you don't have the faith to go with it, then your armor is useless. You have not equipped yourself if you can't have faith enough to know that once you have done these things that you are protected and faith will move those mountains for you. So Ephesians 6 and 11 says you have to have the belt of truth. You have to have the breastplate of righteousness, the feet fitted with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Now we go back to the belt of the truth. We know that the enemy lies to us on a daily, no, on a second, on an every minute basis, he tries to lie to us. Every positive thought that we have, he'll come in with something negative. But when you hear the negative and you already know the promises of God by his word or by hearing the word or maybe even through a song, you're going to hear the promises of God some way, somehow. And when you know the promises of God and when you have a relationship with God, you will know that the enemy is lying to you. God will tell you one thing, and the enemy will come back and try to negate it. He will try to steal it, but he can't win unless you let him win. So you got to have that belt of truth. You have to have your feet fitted with the gospel of peace. The enemy tries to create worry and confusion, but Jesus brings peace. Shield of faith. Here again, you may have seeds of doubt planted in your heart and mind by those who are close to you or those who you trusted, and you have this vision, this thing that you have been given by the Lord, and you know that it is a promise, but yet there goes those seeds of doubt. The first thing that happens that seems as though that thing was not going to work, you have seeds of doubt going on. But we're not going to let that get planted in our spirit, not even today. The helmet of salvation, you got to protect everything. We know that you wear helmets when you ride bikes, motor vehicles. Let's see what else. Even some wrestlers, sports, football, those types of things. Why? Because you have to protect the head. If the enemy or anyone else can get to your head, they have conquered you, because in your mind there's always a battle. So in order for you to not be consumed, you have to protect. You have to protect your head. You have to protect your eyes, your ears, and definitely your mouth. You are in control of that mouth. We know that the power of death and life is in your tongue. So by all means, put on that helmet of salvation. You need to be saved if you're not already saved. And if you are saved, take that a step further by faith. The sword of the Spirit, the most important thing, the Bible, God's holy word, it is a powerful weapon against the enemy. Powerful weapon. Again, the enemy will tell you lies through, like I said, your friends, family, whoever. But if you know the word of God, you can apply the word of God. And if you don't know the word of God, get someone to help you. Get someone to mentor you. Get some help, because it's so important that you know what the word says. I mean, the Bible is a big book. And it is concise and it is accurate, despite of what the naysayers are saying, despite of videos going on about what's real and not and what's not real. We're going to stick with the Bible. That is my belief, that we should stick by what it says. Now that you know a little something about the armor of God, let's apply our faith to it. We know that faith without works is dead. So if you have faith for something, you had an idea, you had to go forth on your job, something in your home, you had that, but you didn't act on it, what's next? Nothing. Nothing's next, because you can have faith in God and he will deliver, but how are you going to work your faith? That's very, very important. You got to step out beyond your comfort zone. We see that 1 Timothy 1:19 says that holding on to our faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. In other words, you got to hold on. Now, if you have gotten to a level of faith and you know that you want to go even higher, the thing is, hold on to what you got so far. Your faith may come through testing. Yeah, you may be tested. So you don't expect for your faith to be, so great and so happy every day. Sometimes in order for God to grow your faith, he has to give you a test. It's not going to kill you. Don't worry about it. It's not going to kill you, but it's going to be somebody or something that's going to come up, and you're going to say, God, I thought I had this, but your faith is going to be tested in how you react to it, the words that's going to come out your mouth, and whatever you're going to do. Sometimes we fail. And the thing is, God doesn't throw our test away. He brings that test right back to us. So hold on to the faith you have and have a good conscience about it. In other words, think real clear about it. And some have rejected their faith. And when they rejected the faith that they already had or the faith that they were growing or was tested on, it becomes a shipwreck. It becomes just a mess. Because your faith is all conflicted now. You want to do and you can't do because your faith is telling you, well, you failed that test before. No way you're going to get through it this time. But God says you're going to get through it this time and the next time and the next time. And it's good to be tested because you want to see how well you're progressing with your walk with the Lord. It's okay. It's okay to be tested. Like I said, you will come through the test if you don't give up. If you don't give up. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And some versions, which I actually prefer, these two words is what I'm expounding on, is the author and finisher of your faith. He started it, and he's going to end it. And you know that he continues to work on us through, all the way through. There's not a day that he's not working on us. He's doing that great work in us. If we stick to our faith, if we hold on to our faith, we know that the just shall live by faith. That's Bible. I'm not just saying that for those who may not be familiar with it. If you are trying to do the right thing, your whole life has to be about faith. Everything you do, from going to the grocery store, picking up items, making decisions on your job, in your home, in your church community, everything must be done by faith. There should be no haphazard. I'm just going to do thus and so. It should not be haphazard. You should talk to the Lord about it. Talk with the Lord. Establish that relationship to where you trust him. If you have someone who you call a best friend, that person didn't become your best friend because you just sat and didn't say anything to each other. That person became your best friend because, first of all, you had mutual interest. You trusted that person. You had communication. You had history. You had experiences with that person. Well, today we endeavor to get closer to the Lord just like that. He is your best friend before your best friend. Amen. He will not tell your secrets, and he certainly will not tell your lies. So when you trust in the master and the creator, that's your friend that you can trust. But if you don't communicate with him, you don't know his character, and he will not show himself unless you are putting in the effort. So you just everything, like I said, everything by faith. You have to have faith that God is exactly who he said he is. Glory to God. We just give God the praise and the glory again. I probably should do 30 minutes, but then I probably could talk just that long about the Lord, because that's what I love to do. It's just in me. I just love to talk, teach, preach, everything. I love that, and I love all of you for listening so far these last couple of weeks. I am having a great time. Like I said, not every day do I know what content that I'll be bringing you, but God is just so awesome. He is so awesome. You sit and you think and you pray, and he will reveal it to you. So get to that point in your life where you don't have to struggle to know what the Lord is saying to you, to know what you should say to others. And we'll be talking about how you can be a blessing to others as well. So I'm almost out of time again, but this is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis here in the state of South Carolina. I thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to be a financial blessing to us, contact me concerning my PayPal or my Cash App. Ministries can't run without the funding. So we're believing God for so many things. But let us pray our way on out of here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for what you're doing, what you have done. We thank you right now for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the listeners. We pray now that all listeners will get something out of this broadcast. We believe that lives will be changed, and we just give you the glory for even the thought of having me to come on and do this for your people. God, we just thank you. Bless, God. Bless and heal all over this world. Bless, Lord, like never before. Let us reach, teach, and preach all over the nation, God. Your people need you. People on here need you. Those who are not listening need you. We need you in our lives. Our world needs you. Lord, we just thank you in advance, because we're praying this prayer right now with faith. We can't do anything. We can't expect anything from you without continue to bless us. We want to please you, and we know that it's impossible to please you without that faith. So we're going to armor up, God. Help us to armor up and stay armored up, stay prayed up, stay in your will, and we will just continue to glorify you in Jesus' name. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Have a great day.